exciting and new. Come aboard, we're expecting you and love. Life's sweetest reward, let it flow. It floats back to you. Something for everyone. Set a course for adventure. You'll mind on a new romance and love won't hurt anymore. It's an open smile on a friendly shore.
Pretty good. How'd you know?
Trick of the trade. Just don't ask me which one of you is which, all right? You're in 117 and 119 on the Fiesta deck.
Thanks. I understand that there's a lot of action on this ship.
Nothing but. All day, all night. It just doesn't quit.
Well, no, right.
No, I mean it. We got bingo, shuffleboard, ping pong, you name it, we got it.
Great plan, coming on a cruise.
Oh, if you were talking about female companionship, don't worry. We got lots of opportunities.
Well, that's good, because Danny here is about as available as you can get.
You make it sound like I'm only after one thing.
Aren't you?
No.
Hello?
Believe it, Shirley. This is the place for you to find a husband.
Grandma, I won't say another word. Come on, Graham.
This is your birthday present. I brought you on this cruise so we could have fun, not so you could find me a husband.
I gave my promise and I'm going to stick to it. No interference in your life. You're a big girl now. You know what you're doing. You don't need a meddling old lady.
Oh, Graham.
Well, now you've had the grand tour.
Not a love boat. It's a big waterbed. I heard a sax, but this is going overboard. Ba-dum-bum.
Well, you haven't changed a bit.
Yeah, but you have. I can't get over it. You really can't. I remember you were this big kid, right up his high. And here you are now, the cruise director of the big, beautiful flotel. I bet your dad's tickled pink.
He is, and he asked me to say hello to you, Mr. Keyes.
Barry. Barry. Oh. Look at me stumbling. Honey Stevens! One of the biggest agents we have here in the business.
Barry.
If you came on this boat to sign me up, forget it. I'm on vacation.
Right, Barry. Anything you say.
Don't be such a sore loser.
Yoo-hoo! Sailor person.
Welcome aboard, ladies. I'm Yeoman Purser Smith. How can I help you?
Hello, I'm Shirley Warner. This is my grandmother, Mrs. Warner.
We'd like to have our meals at a table for singles.
I'll tell you, that hotel was murder. The rooms were so small, you had to go out in the hall just to change your mind.
You're going to take the elevator down three decks, and then you turn left, go down the passage.
Whoa, wait a minute. Aren't you going to escort me to my suite?
Well, Barry, see, according to this, you're not exactly in a suite.
Well, that's okay. I remember when I started the Thunderbird, they overbooked the hotel so much they could only put me up in a broom closet. Had a choice, sleep or sweep. But seriously, I'm going to be up on the deck. I socialize, mingle with the little people, you know how it is.
I'm sure you'll have a wonderful time. Hey, here's the elevator.
Hey! I got scared. I thought this was my room first. But look at that. A captive audience.
What do you know about that? Did you ever hear the story about the moon?
Welcome aboard, ladies. I'm Captain Steubing.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hello. You're Captain Steubing.
Yes?
Well, Leonard Keller never stopped mentioning your name.
Leonard Keller?
He took this cruise about 4 years ago, pale, frail. And when he came home, he had put on 12 pounds. Said he never felt healthier in his life.
Well, that's just marvelous. Well, how is Leonard Keller?
He died.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, that's life. Come on, Shirley.
It's cool. I got a friend who owes me a favor.
Thank you.
Listen, I got another friend who owes me some caviar.
No, that's okay, Isaac. I just want Barry to feel like he's still on top. You know, when he was a star, he gave my dad his start in the business.
No kidding. You know, I think I remember Barry when I was a kid. Didn't he used to appear on the Ed Sullivan Show?
Yeah, he was on all those shows then.
And didn't he wear a crazy hat and carry a cane?
He still does.
And didn't he tell old jokes?
He still does. But he sure deserves more than the cheapest cabin on the ship. Thanks again.
Anytime.
Coming!
Oops. Special delivery. Compliments of the captain.
Captain? Yeah, nice. I guess you're old enough to have a little bubbly these days.
Oh, Barry, it's been such a long time since I've seen you.
You remember when you were just a little bitty thing and your dad used to bring you backstage?
I remember.
Your father was one of the nicest persons I ever helped.
Oh, if you hadn't helped my father, he might not have gone into show business.
Speaking of show business, what do you do here on board? I mean, you got any entertainment here?
Oh, yeah. There's a terrific combo in the Acapulco Lounge, and we've got some great acts there.
I know what you're thinking. You're wondering if old Uncle Barry will do his act. I'll tell you, Julie, I really came on cruise to take a rest.
Oh, I wouldn't dream of imposing on you. I'm sure the last thing you want to do while you're on this ship is to work.
Julie, if it'll help you out, I'll do 15 minutes. Not my whole act.
I'd love it, but I really don't think that's necessary.
Fine with me, but do you think I should disappoint the captain?
Captain?
Come on, Julie. What do you think he sent the champagne for?
Gonna take a picture?
No, I'm going bowling. Can't you tell by my shoes?
That's funny. That's funny. You know, this photography thing must be fascinating. You got so many things to shoot here. Hey, you want to take a picture of Mr. Man About Boat?
I don't do still life. And you're blocking my light.
Well, where would you like me to move?
Cleveland.
Sorry.
Ah.
Shirley.
Dave? Dave King. Oh, what a... How are you? I haven't seen you since the reunion.
Well, what's it been, 5 years?
Just about. I hear you got married.
Also, we're divorced.
Oh.
Say, how about you? You still single?
Yeah, still single.
That's great.
Not according to my grandmother. Oh, Graham? Graham, come here. I want you to meet somebody.
Oh.
And you remember my grandmother.
Oh, what a wonderful character.
Yeah, well, she hasn't mellowed with age. Gramp, you remember Dave King? I went with him in my senior year.
Hello, Mrs. Warner.
Dave King. Shirley always had so many fellas. I had to figure a way to remember them all. now I remember you were ODD. Old DeSoto, dandruff.
Well, actually, I got rid of them both. Though she's got me pretty well pegged, all right.
Listen, David. Since you graduated, what have you been doing with yourself?
Well, I'm a teacher.
Wonderful. Did you hear that, Shirley? A teacher. What college do you teach at?
No. I don't teach college. I teach sixth grade arithmetic.
Oh. excuse me. I have to talk to him in private. It's very important.
Excuse me, Dave. I'll be right back. Graham, are you going to start again?
I am not interfering with you. I'm talking to you as a friend. He's not right for you.
What is this right for me? He's a person I know. I'm talking to him.
Do you know what a school teacher makes? On his pay, he is probably a stowaway.
Graham, honestly,
far be it from me to tell you what to do. But, this is a place for you to find a nice boy. Promise me that you won't spend all your time with Mr. Wrong.
I promise.
And that you will go and mix and mingle.
I'll mingle.
Maybe show a little more cleavage.
You're a male, right? You're 19 years old.
And a half.
19 and a half. You're a freshman in college, one of the finest pledges in our fraternity. You just got this one little problem. You're still what's the word I'm looking for?
Virgin.
That's the word.
So what are you sitting around doing nothing for? There is a boat loaded with women.
You're the one who said, by the time I get to Acapulco...
Yes, sir.
Come on, lay off of them.
You too, Lee. You know, there are worse things in the world than being a... in your state.
Yeah, you can have a couple broken legs.
My brother has the same problem.
Your brother? The attorney?
No, my brother, the little league pitcher. As soon as he hits puberty, watch out. Later.
And hold the pearls. Now, that's the first joke. What are you, the second one?
He could wipe the smile off the Mona Lisa.
Well, what to do? He's angling for me to put him in the show.
Just tell him we have a new entertainment policy. We only use entertainers.
Thanks.
Say, Cap, could you pass me the butter, please? I would appreciate it very much. If I could only get the waiter over here, I'll appreciate this even a lot more. That's the way it is for folks with pink pink advantage and all that stuff. There you go. Ah! Hey, you!
Notice you here. You certainly are attractive. I was wondering if you'd like to...
What?
Come down to my cabin tonight. Nice talking to you.
Uh-huh.
How many days does he have left?
I don't know, but he's going to need every one of them.
So then the guy says, listen, how do I know that you know where there's 652 cows in the herd? Exactly. How? He says, that's easy. You count the legs, you just divide by four. Is that wild? Huh? Is that beautiful?
Let me fool around with young people.
Hey, Julie.
How are you?
Now, when am I on a bill? I'm a headliner, you know. I don't go on first.
Well, Barry, I haven't actually had time to reschedule the show yet.
Details. I'll leave that to you. Listen, I gotta go rehearse, so I'll see you later, huh, kiddo? You don't have to thank me. I'll do anything for you. Okay? What do you say, Captain? Hey, who's watching the store?
Yeah. He was bothering you, too,
Who? Mr. Keyes? Bothering me? Why, he's the funniest man in the world.
Miss McCoy, there is funny ha-ha, there is funny peculiar. Woody Allen is funny ha-ha. Buttering one's hand is funny peculiar.
You're right, sir. But he's expecting me to put him in the show.
Well, you're the officer in charge of entertainment. Tell him no.
But he's an old friend of my father's. I feel obligated.
Then put him in.
But he's not funny.
Then don't put him in.
But I like him, and it means so much to him.
Then put him in.
But I have a responsibility to the other passengers.
Then don't put him in. Miss McCoy, when one is in a position of authority, one has to make difficult decisions, decisions that affect people's lives. But you have to do it. You have to be rough.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to be honest. Tell him he stinks, and he's not going on.
That's rough.
Hi there.
Hi.
You live around here? Nice talking to you.
Just take one of these before bedtime. It'll help you to sleep.
I hope so. Things go whirling around in my head all night.
What kind of thing?
Family thing. There's so much left unfinished. And I'm not getting any younger.
Well, you're just as young as you feel, Mrs. Warner. And you feel pretty young to me. Little medical joke.
Doctor, your hand.
Yeah, I got one on the other arm, too.
There's no wedding ring.
Right. Mrs. Warner, is this a proposal? How about your insomnia?
What insomnia? Soon I'll be sleeping like a baby.
What about that? I'm a faith healer.
How would you like to meet a young, gorgeous, sexy person?
I've already met one today.
It's my granddaughter, Shirley. She's got a brand new car. She's got a stereo tape deck.
Mrs. Warner, I've been accused of many things, but being a fortune hunter isn't one of them. What kind of car? Well, believe me, Mrs. Warner, I'd love to meet her, but really...
Shall we say the Acapulco Lounge, 7 o'clock?
Oh, 7. I've got an awful lot of things.
Wonderful. I'll see you then.
Another fine mess you've got me into.
How's that? That all right? Yeah, sounds all right. Bring it up a little bit. Yeah, let's do it that way. Testing. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, that sounds all right. Hold it right there. Hey, Ronnie, give me the spotlight. That's good. That would be a good idea if you're sitting on my head when I'm doing a parody, right? Good. Charlie, how are you? Just straightening out the spotlight.
Can I talk to you a minute, Barry?
Yeah, sure. Ronnie, take 5.
Barry, you know that when we book the shows for these cruises, that they're pretty well worked out in advance, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I don't know how to tell you this, but I... What's wrong? What is it? Let me get the doctor for you.
No, I'll be all right. Let me catch my breath. I'll be okay. I'll really...
What is it, Barry? Your heart?
No.
I'll be all right. Just a second.
Are you sure?
Do you know what I really need? The sound of applause. I'll bet you after the show, I'll be real good. Wild horses couldn't stop me from performing. The show must go on, Julie. Right?
Right. The show will go on. And you will, too.
Okay, let's try some jumping jacks. As my old army sergeant used to say, I'll tell you guys later what he used to say. Here we go.
Hello, my name is Danny. Would you like to come for a drink with me later?
Be that man lifting weights. That is my husband.
Well, nice talking to you.
Hi.
Hi.
You look kind of beat.
I am.
In case you're wondering, my name is Barbara Holmes.
I'm sorry. I'm Danny.
Yeah, I know. Are you meditating or are you just bored?
I got a lot on my mind.
Like with school?
Nah, school's always been a piece of cake.
I wish I could say that. I'm majoring in communications and it's killing me.
Communications?
Yeah.
And me too.
Well, then we should be able to communicate.
I guess so. I better get going.
How about a toast?
Sure, why not?
To success.
To success. It's been very nice talking to you.
You really dig him, don't you?
Yeah.
It's none of my business, but why? I mean, he's only after one thing.
No. And there's a lot more to him than that. He's bright. He's sweet. He's really a nice guy.
Are they selling rose-colored glasses in the gift shop?
Come on, he's under a lot of pressure from his friends, you know? If he could just get past this one thing, he could be himself.
You know, you're pretty sharp for such a young girl.
It's not going to do me any good. He doesn't even know I exist.
Well, nice talking to you.
It's what they all say.
7 o'clock! I can't make it. Leave me, Shirley. He's handsome, Johns Hopkins, single, and you can't make it. Where are you when I need you?
Graham, Dave King invited me for a drink at 7, and Graham, he's very nice.
Can nice buy you a condominium? I'm talking doctor.
I'm sorry, I've made my plans. What are you doing?
What are you doing? I'm throwing myself overboard. What is the point of living when my granddaughter gives up a doctor for a nobody? Where are you when I need you?
Really? I mean, you're gonna let Barry Keyes do the show tomorrow?
Yes, I am.
Well, I mean, it might work. Disaster movies are in.
Isaac, just between you and me, he's a very sick man. And this could be his last chance to be in the spotlight. You understand.
Julie, you're all right.
Well, let me take it in.
Okay.
Thanks.
Julie, maybe if I'm extra generous with the drinks, the audience will be too bummed to walk out.
Come in!
Is that what you call resting?
Let me explain.
That was a phony heart attack, wasn't it?
I always thought I could have made it as a straight actor. Julie. Okay, I'm a phony. But a desperate one.
What do you think I came in this cruise for? Because I knew that Freddie Stevens, the agent, was going to be on it. Back in Hollywood, they won't even let me in the office to audition. Ain't that a laugh? I was a star when he was pressing pants.
So you used me?
Guilty. But I helped your father. You owe me one.
Right. But after you do the show tonight, the slate's clean.
No end to a doctor's self-sacrifice.
Give her a chance, Doc. I mean, how bad can she be? Is that her?
Oh, the moment of truth.
Ah, there you are, Doctor.
Ah, there you are, Mrs. Warner.
Come and meet my beautiful Shirley with the warm disposition who can cook and sew like a bandit.
A sewing bandit?
Oh, Mrs. Warner, I forgot. I've got to perform an emergency appendectomy.
Ridiculous.
No, on myself.
You're just nervous.
Oh, yes.
Shirley will make you relax.
But I'm not dressed.
My dear fellow.
Just to keep my grandmother happy, I've invited him over for a drink, okay?
Okay, but just one drink.
I am not sharing you for more than 15 minutes.
Dr. Bricker, may I present my granddaughter, Shirley Warner.
How do you do, Doctor?
Hello, Shirley.
I'd like you to meet my friend, Dave King.
Dave, nice to see you. How are you? Nice to get to know you.
Well, now, I'll leave you two alone in peace, Dave. They're playing a song.
Shirley, 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 where have you been all my life?
Okay, Prentice, Sandy Prentice. Is she the one with the great left jab?
Hi. I can meet and go, sure.
No time. Harriet Langdon.
She's 72 years old.
Ah, she's single? Well, we can scratch Harriet Langdon. Jones, Carmel, Lois. Ah, forget her. She's the one I spilled spaghetti on.
Danny.
Beverly Amato.
He's a guy. Danny, could I talk to you for a minute, please?
Sure.
I mean, as a friend.
Yeah.
Okay, now, you've been on this cruise for a couple of days now, and I was wondering, have you had any fun?
Fun? Sure, I had fun. Maybe not exactly fun. Look, I didn't come here to have fun. I came here to find a woman. That didn't come out right, but you know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean. But I don't think you know what you mean. I mean, you've got this point to prove, and I think it's making you miserable. This is all so unnecessary.
Oh, to you, maybe, but I'm all this ship talks about. I mean, this guy came up to me and he said,
Is it true what they say about you?
I said, yes, and he asked me for my autograph.
I think you're exaggerating. Danny, I'm a woman, and I can tell you that sex is only a small part of what makes a good relationship. I mean, there is much, much more.
Okay, maybe I'm crazy, but if I don't, I'm never gonna hear the end of it. Maybe I should become a monk. I've already got the celibacy part mastered.
I think you're trying too hard.
Yeah? It's probably like studying for finals. Everything comes to you on the last night.
Couldn't you try to think of something besides sex?
Well, I have to admit it, Mrs. Warner. Everything you said about Shirley is true.
Would I lie to a professional man? There they are. Uh-huh. Shirley and the acquaintance.
Hi, Shirley. Hi, acquaintance.
David King to the purser's desk. David King, please.
Excuse me, I'd better go see what they want.
Thought he'd never leave.
Let's see, your move or mine?
I don't believe this. Graham, did you deliberately have David paged?
No, I did.
You are missing the party.
Are all the women weeping?
Come on. Tonight might be your lucky night.
Yeah. I might fall overboard.
Hello, Danny.
Barbara. Have you come to gawk at the Eternal Virgin and his natural habitat?
Hey, I'm here because, I was hoping that before the trip was over that we might get the chance to know each other.
You mean that?
I'm here, aren't I?
Yeah, you are.
Do you want to take a walk around the ship?
Sure. Sure, why not?
Or I guess we could always go down to your cabin.
My cabin? Sure, my cabin.
It's this way, isn't it?
Right. But, it's left. But, that's right. That's correct. That's correct. Why don't you sit over there?
Why don't you sit next to me?
Good. Here we are.
Yeah.
Did you like a little champagne?
No, I don't drink.
Neither do I. Little music, huh? Something soft and lyrical and lovely as you are. I got a cassette of the Led Zeppelin over here.
Danny?
Poetry, huh? I know this little piece by John Donne. I wandered, lonely as a cloud that floats on high o'er hill and dale, when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of lovely daffodils.
Danny, that's Wordsworth.
Yeah.
And Danny.
Yeah.
Knock it off. What's wrong?
What are you doing here?
What?
I can't figure out what you're doing here.
I'm here because I like you.
Why?
Do you want a list?
Yeah.
I think you're a nice guy. And I thought, well, maybe the two of us could get along, you know? Maybe you could like me and... Well, I know I'm not beautiful, but...
Well, come on, sure. Knock it off. You're beautiful.
No, I'm not.
No, yes, you are.
No.
Hey, yes, you are. You're beautiful. You are, you're beautiful.
What I call communicating.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're privileged to have with us tonight for a special performance one of America's finest comics. Let's have a big welcome for Barry Keyes.
Thank you. I'd like to get one thing straight. First of all, I want you to know I'm 67 years old. I'm a lot different than other comics the same age, you know, because I'm really 84. 85? It's on? The mic, it's on? Can you hear me? Speaking about inflation, because you remember the old days when you wouldn't give 2 cents for a guy? Remember them? Huh? Well, today is free for a dollar. Is that wild? I know you're out there here breathing. You are an English-speaking audience? Well, listen, I mean, those used to get big laughs in the old days, you know. That's what it is, old jokes, you know. Why don't I get a stool, sit down, we'll talk a little bit, we'll rap, and don't go away, I'll be right back. Thanks, man. Thank you. Things have changed. Let's talk a little bit about the generation gap. And I'm here to make it wider.
He once did my father a favor.
I know what the favor was. He didn't make him sit through the act. A rumple? Sorry.
Oh, you're right. I never should have put him on. I never should have let my personal feelings get in the way of doing my job. It was a big mistake.
True. But come on, Julie, don't take it so hard. You know, I bet you in a couple of years' time you'll look back on this whole thing and laugh.
I don't think so.
I bet you will.
Maybe in 10 years.
At least.
I am responsible. I'm going to go back there and take it like everybody else.
Not everybody else.
And the names they give kids today, a lot different than it was in my day. My day had names like Tom, Dick, Harry, Charlie, Mike. You know, today you go to a park, you hear mother say names like Michael Jeffrey or Lafayette. That's the first name. Grandmother said Lafayette. I'll tell you, kids today born today are a little bit different. Let's face it. Most kids born today have no spines. Think I'm joking, huh? Go to any corner. This is how they stand. Hey. Hey, hey. Where you want to go? Where? And another thing. When we used to take out girls, we didn't go home after we took the girl home. We had to go back to the corner in the old days. No matter what time, you went back to the corner because you had to give a report. You had to find out how you made out. You get to the corner, be a lot of guys doing something like this to you. And you go, oh! Well, we knew you lied. Listen, I want to thank you very much. You've been a most wonderful audience. And I am a little tired, and I'm not lying. Good night.
Fantastic, Barry. Fantastic.
Congratulations, Barry. You were terrific.
I was good, right?
Yeah.
Was it? Barry Keyes, where have you been hiding?
Huh?
I've got plans for you, pal. Well, we've got to talk. We'll start out with some small clubs. Maybe in a couple of months, Las Vegas, TV, you know?
Later, okay?
Look, this is important.
This is more important. I'll see you later. Joy, can you ever forgive me?
When you've been in the spotlight all your life and suddenly people begin to ignore you, you panic. You do anything to get their attention. Anything to get them on top again. It means losing the respect of a decent girl like yourself. And this time the price is too high.
Barry, it pains me to say this, but...
You still hate me?
You're standing on my foot. You are terrific.
Hold on.
Doc, I'm sorry to bother you this late.
Shirley, you cute thing. At last you see things my way.
Doc, have you ever been in love?
Oh, at least once during every cruise.
No. You see, with Dave and me, it's the real thing.
Uh-huh. Well, why didn't you tell me?
I tried. But this whole thing mushroomed, and now my grandmother is set on the idea of you and me.
I am quite a catch. Why don't you just tell your grandmother what you told me?
I don't know how to do that without hurting her feelings. She's an old lady. She's been both mother and father to me. She has such high hopes for my future. I'm all she has.
And you're scared to mess with her.
Right. Oh, I'd never hear the end of it. How she found me this terrific doctor and I turned him down.
Well, maybe she just doesn't know me well enough.
What do you mean?
Shirley, ask your grandmother to be here in my office about 3 tomorrow. I might just be able to turn her around.
Oh, Doc, I thank you. Dave thanks you.
Yeah, well, I'm a poor loser, Shirley, so don't come to me for your Wasserman.
Beautiful corsage from the doctor. Him asking us to be here because he has something important to say. Thank you, thank you. Big matchmaker up in the sky. Always wanted a doctor in the family, and what a practice. People come to him from all over the ship.
So send them off, Joe. I tell a lot of stories you ought to know.
Oh, my Lord!
All ready to operate, nurse. Pick off your uniform.
Well, take your hands off of her.
Oh, it's all right, Gran. We're almost engaged.
Oh, with my dead body. Leave her alone, you degenerate. How did I ever get into this? I am a stupid, old, meddling fool.
That's right. You're also a wonderful person, and I love you very much. Doc was just putting on an act for you because I didn't have the guts to tell you I'm in love with Dave.
I see.
Do you, Gran? You always look at the surface of everything. Do you think that a man is a better human being because he's a doctor?
I always thought so.
Dave is a wonderful guy. We have everything in common. I think we can make a go of it.
Then what are you waiting for? Let's go find him before he throws you over for some nobody.
Thanks, Gran.
And I promise you, from now on, I will stay out of your affairs.
We're going to be docking in San Pedro in about a half hour.
I wish we had met earlier. I have to go see the purser. Everyone's going to be hanging around when we dock, so why don't we say goodbye now?
Okay. Goodbye. And hello.
Hey.
where you been? We've been looking all over for you.
I'm just saying goodbye to somebody.
And does that somebody have anything to do with the towel hung on your door last night?
A towel?
Yes.
On my door, huh?
Ah, does that smile look like the smile of a lover? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it does!
Who is she, Romeo?
A name. We gotta have a name. Half the ship's money is riding on this.
Hey, leave him alone.
Who was she? Real dog, huh? Bow Wow City. Real mercy case.
Let's have a name.
I don't know her name.
No name, no proof? Come on, I tell you about all my bimbos, don't I?
She wasn't a bimbo.
Oh, great. Okay, so it's true love. So what's her name?
Danny! See ya?
See ya.
That's her, isn't it?
Her, no. No. Look, there wasn't any, there wasn't anybody. There wasn't any girl. I made it up.
Whew. Right, let's go get our bundle.
Pick up our money before they leave the ship.
Danny?
If there was no girl, who was that?
It's just, somebody who sits behind me in chemistry class.
I gotta go get my stuff together.
Don't call me in the morning. I'll be camping outside your doorstep.
Wonderful. I live on the 15th floor. Oh, folks, that's it. Gotta cut out now. Thanks for everything.
I'm glad I caught you before you left. Bye-bye, Barry.
Bye-bye, Julie. Listen, you tell your father for me he's got a great, beautiful daughter. You do have a sister, haven't you?
Bye-bye.
Wonderful voyage. I have a hat, a pair of leather sandals, and a potential member of the family.
Now, Graham, you promised not to rush things. Dave hasn't even asked me to marry him yet.
And I may not, at least for a couple of weeks yet.
Hi, I just wanted to say adios and warn you about the drinking water in L.A. I wish you two a lot of luck.
What's that going to need with a grandmother like me around?
Mrs. Warner, I hope you're around for a long, long time. Hey, Doc, thanks for everything.
Goodbye, Doc.
Yeah, well, I wasn't so far off base. You're a nice person, you're a terrible actor, but a nice person. How would you like to meet my niece? She has a pleasing personality. She can type.
Come on, Graham.
Her meatloaf is a joy to the palate. and she's a former Miss Illinois.
Did you say meatloaf?